Blog Talk Radio.
Find all blessings, serenity, and
tranquility. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokuru, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince and the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me live each and every day from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio at noon U.S. Central Standard Time for 2 hours of hoodoo secrets and recipes, divine affirmation and meditation, unity and community. My listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your cell phone keypad. This is a virtual way of raising your hand, if you will, and it will alert me, and I will open your mic as time and spirit direct. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of divine wisdom and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize that many other qualified numerologists, astrologers, ministers, spiritualists, Psychic Zen practitioners who can be located in the various virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of Divine Prince King Group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices featured in the King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber of my website, respectively. Papa Say airs here on Blog Talk Radio and can be found via his Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website, along with direct links for his contact information. You can also now find featured brother Majati Bahuti in Ujjayi Temple Ministries, featured 24 hours a day in the King's Chamber of my website. The truth terrorist, the Queen Ifama, serving up nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, can be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. An authentic Sangoma High Priestess Goga Nana Alana Omare, my sister and fellow priestess, Love Light, Goddess Love Light, can be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, Sister Avanai and Racism Anonymous, the recovery room, can be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And of course, we are ever adding more powerful, life-affirming, life-changing voices to the King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber of my website as we move forward. So I do invite you to visit often and regularly, and of course always check back for new updates and inclusions. Not to neglect my vendors, Kalaha with Angelic Soap. We will be updating her listing in the Queen's Chamber in the coming days. And of course, Queen Akushawa with Nubian Jewels.biz. I don't know why I always get that tongue tied. Nubian Jewels.biz. And she can be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, you can contact these proud individuals via their Blog Talk Radio profile, their Facebook profile, but also by visiting my website where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year operating 360 degrees of voodoo, obeah, wisdom, and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, be reminded that I have several virtual temple groups, 8 that I manage, the 9th, Hoodoo Central, which Papa Say manages via the King platform. They can be found in my House of Divine Prince site, where we offer a virtual temple of various Pan-African world, spiritual, numerological, astrological, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location. Expert advisors from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those directly can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward momentarily with the divine meditation and affirmation, astrological weather, some updates on current events. Of course, your live calls at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967 during our daily live airing show. And remember to press that number 1, and I will attend to your question, comment, or request as time and spirit does allow. Again, I will be forward momentarily. Peace, joy, love, and light. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Alafia and Ashe. Today is February 2nd, 2011. We are sharing an Aquarius sun in the 10th house, a moon in Aquarius in the 10th house, Mercury in Capricorn in the 9th, Venus in Sagittarius in the 8th, Mars in Aquarius in the 10th, Jupiter in Aries in the 11th, Saturn in Libra in the 6th, Uranus in Pisces in the 11th, Neptune in Aquarius in the 10th, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 8th house. And overwhelmingly, the strongest presence being made right now is in Aquarius. And for some reason, in the 10th house. The sun is in Aquarius in the 10th house, and the moon also is in Aquarius in the 10th house. And what that suggests for us, well, let's start with the moon. The moon in the 10th house is often a career-oriented house. And typically with either females or when it relates to a male, with more of the creative, empathic aspect of business. Emotion plays high in this house, but again, it relates directly to career. This can work for you or against you based on your domestic matters and how you handle or carry that over into your career path. And indeed, right now, as I've been strongly suggesting for quite some time now, the career path are strongly moving away from employment and more towards a more independent career path, self-employment, creative endeavors turned into financial prosperity. Also, when we look at the sun in the 10th house and that same 10th house in Aquarius, we tend to look at a more intellectual, logic, reason-oriented aspect of almost the same thing. We're looking at prestige, status, recognition, things that build career, build commitment, build a sense of connection with their targeted customer base, if you will. So again, when we look at the sun, it always is indicative of a more logic, science, math, consciously planned out path, as opposed to the moon, which tends to affect us and influence us from a more primal spiritual level and place within our lives and our spiritual body. The 10th house in general tends to correspond with Capricorn. And again, these areas of interest are identity, particularly as it relates to achievement and the community. The 11th house corresponds to Aquarius, but deals with the individual's desire to integrate with the community. Just as the 5th house rules creativity of a highly personal nature, this house reveals the individual being creative, but in a more socially connected stance. And as we look at the events around the world, particularly in North Africa, Tunisia, Egypt, what has occurred in the last 24 hours in Lebanon, and in various areas of that part of the world, we're definitely looking at people moving towards a more community-oriented path. Now, why are we seeing that manifest here in the States? And of course, I could talk for 2 hours about just that. But we must look at where those connections are being made and begin to fertilize those connections, feed those connections, and expand on them. Of course, the internet and all our various modes of contact being just one aspect of that. But to begin to look beyond just ourselves and our most immediate need and look at the community and how what we do affects the community, feeds the community, benefits the community, and begin to really move towards a more communal relationship with friends, family, and our various circles. We have a great deal of our country right now, I believe 8 states that are dealing with this major blizzard, this major weather. Some of them are without communication or without power. I just don't know how people get by, but we do. We always do. We want to think of the sick, the shut-in, the infirmed, the homeless. Chicago right now is experiencing its third worst snowstorm ever, ever. I was home for the second worst. I believe that was 2000. And the city had a blizzard and we were shut down. But today, as of 10 o'clock this morning, Chicago had a record 19.5 inches of snow. And it was still snowing. And a great deal of my family is still in Chicago. And know that you are deeply in my prayers, in my concerns, in my heart, in my thoughts. I know we've sort of grown accustomed, if you will, to these weather events. And wherever you are in the country, don't be in denial. You have your own special set of weather events that you deal with. Here in New Orleans, we deal with hurricanes. Chicago deals with snow and record cold. So we want to always be grateful for where we are and what's going on with us and ours, but also look beyond us and ours and outward into the community. And these technologies have made that much easier for us to do, furthering my belief and understanding and experience that isolation is just an illusion. Detachment is just an illusion. A brother posted here from New Orleans yesterday a very poignant question on his Facebook page. Excuse me, I'm trying to multitask myself and pull that up real quick. I should have already had it available, particularly when I have this many tabs open. But the question was, what is the number one deterrent to progress within the Black community? And indeed, many are celebrating Black History Month. I have consciously, until now, not used that word or that phrase as I do in my normal everyday life. For indeed, every day is Black History for me, every day. It's who I am, it's what I'm reading, it's what I'm studying, it's my mirror for understanding life and the rest of the world, along with my mantra that all is indeed a blessing. Father's Advocacy is a local community activist here in New Orleans who I had the miraculous fortune of meeting for the first time online virtually yesterday via Facebook. Come to find out, my sister wife, Queen Mother Naima Shikamana, also known as Super Tony, already knew Father's Advocacy. So again, we live in a small world, 7 degrees of separation, if you will. But the question was, what is the number one deterrent to the Black community today? And of course, people could elaborate and enumerate in various dramatic ways answers to the question. And my simple answer, simple one-word answer is apathy. Apathy. And it expands beyond our community per se into our work lives, into our religious lives, into our churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples. It's has become a part of so-called civilization, so-called westernized culture, this sense of apathy. And of course, his response was brilliant answer, but what is that and how do we move beyond that? And I reinforce each and every day here at high noon on Blog Talk Radio with you, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central Family, that it is an illusion. Much of what we see as blocks, as hindrances, are just buffers to perfecting the diamond, the jewel, the crystal that we are, that our lives are, that our experience is, radiating its many facets throughout the multifaceted, multidimensional existence that we all share here. So people see what they want to see. People pick up what they want to pick up where they are. But the light is unforgiving, unrelenting, unprejudiced in its shining. And that's why many world religions suggest that he who has ears to hear, he who has eyes to see, he who actively, consciously opens that third eye has waiting for him or her a wealth of divine information. You reach your God, Goddess consciousness, thereby having access to all understanding. So, of course, my response was the illusion of isolation, the illusion of separation, the illusion of ineffectiveness. Once convinced that you cannot, you will not, and will actively and unconsciously prevent others likewise. And this is why we have to focus, not only focus the cipher on ourselves, the mirror, and use the divine law of mirror first within ourselves, banishing shadows, banishing secrets, shining light on our own inner darkness, but also that which we know, that which we are by nature. We must share it. We must express it. It is by way others should gather their understanding. And each and every day during our meditation affirmation, you hear me reaffirm learning, gaining through experience, through hearing, through our spirit body, and not always having to hold so tightly to ego and self, and ultimately end up having to live out things through physical law, through physical experience, through some level of loss or activity at the most basic material level. This is what separates us, supposedly, from other life on the planet, our ability to access God and God consciousness within and without. It is that thing that the Christ came to represent and demonstrate. Greater works that I have done, so too shall ye do. So when we hear the prophets of doom and the prophecies and the fear and the anxiety of the future, as I said before, I don't think prophecy comes, revelation comes just for its own sake, but to always reveal the option, the chance for change and transformation, to ultimately move beyond just animal nature and reignite and reunite with our God and Goddess self. And that's truly the battle. If there's a devil and whatever your religious understanding of that is, the purpose is to separate us from that awareness, convince us that there is no option, there is no other law outside of Earth law, there is no other way of dealing with life and its challenges than on the physical level. And indeed, those who are operating consciously, third eye open, know that that is the secret, that is the illusion. The question was then asked, how do we move forward? we couldn't, if we wanted, to dismiss your views, for they are valid. So what causes said illusions, and how can we disrupt them? And my answer is, ultimately, there are many ports and points of entry, beginning and ending with self. We can spend a lot of time talking about oppression, talking about man versus woman, the heterosexual versus the homosexual, the Republican versus the Democratic versus the independent. We can spend a lot of time operating in the relative reality, which is in constant flux, ever-changing, spherical, seasonal, cyclical, never constant. It is indeed the illusion, that which is most absolute, rest in spirit. So man, woman, your post, authentically, honestly, respectfully, and accept that from others. Ultimately, truth will test itself, water seeks its own level, and a spinning, moving, active cipher will bring all into balance at the center, without any interference from us, without any ego and rationality and reasoning and augmentation from us. So in that mode, in that frame of thought, I wanted to bring to you today where I am in all of this and how I process all the events and all the signs and my own personal thoughts and feelings and how that all comes together and how I operate and administer here at House of Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central and in my practice and my personal walk. And this, indeed, as I've been saying since January 1st, is a time of change and transformation. Change and transformation consciousness. Transformation is inevitable. The longer you hide from it, the longer you deny it, the longer your struggle, your challenge towards greatness, towards understanding, towards manifestation. Some of you are living in fear of success, because indeed the challenge will come. If I can use a quick metaphor, there's a Muslim brother and friend of mine who vends right on Canal Street there at Rampart. There's a major bus stop. Those of you locally know who I'm talking about. And his name slips my mind right now, and it would take me a minute to pull his card out. But when I find it, I will give him a plug at some point in the show. But we were talking about veganism and being vegetarian and our approach to diet and to living, as it were, and how for some it's a struggle, it's a climb, it's an effort. But for others, at least once we've ascended that mountain, it becomes second nature. It becomes as easy as water. Progress, indeed, is always going to suggest a challenge. And you're going to pay on either end, now or moving forward. So as we were discussing eating healthy and being a vegan and a vegetarian, we also had to acknowledge the cost of doing so. And, of course, my response was, you'll pay for it now up front, or you'll pay for it in the end in disease and imbalance and medication and, you know, hospital visits. You or society will ultimately end up paying that price. So that metaphor transposed onto our change and transformation. Yeah, some of you are sitting on your greatness, or sitting on your wealth, sitting on your prosperity, your ultimate manifestation, and you're fearful. You're going to be challenged. There are those right now in the cut challenge you not to move forward, challenge you not to speak, not to continue to post, not to continue to project your light. Some of you will give in to that now, and they will have succeeded. Others will persevere on towards the goal and will have to, again, defeat that challenge and those challenges. In so doing, your success, in so living the manifestation of your true and most authentic belief. So you can't avoid paying. You just can't. You're going to pay now, up front, and invest in your result. Or you're going to stay a victim, stay a party to what's going on around you, the illusion of what's going on around you, and will ultimately pay for it later. I think the prophets and prophetess are sometimes seen as criers, whiners, but more so warners of that which is yet to come. I posted a cute little video, if you will, on my Facebook earlier today about Noah, and used Noah and his time and his example and his experience. And the people doubted Noah. Noah was crazy. Noah was a fool. Noah was prophesying changes in the weather that people thought were just ridiculous and unobtainable and could never happen. And ultimately, the water came. Ultimately, the water came. So I ask you, today, as I asked you yesterday, what were you really willing to commit to? What are you really willing to invest in moving forward in your ultimate manifestation, in your experience right here and right now? So my question today, who are you siding with? We've already seen this movie. We've already did this video. We've already read the book. Are you siding with Noah or the people? Noah or the people? Are you siding on that which is most obvious to the people? Understanding that many of the people are not where you are right now. You are listening to me and under the sound of my voice, wherever you think you are along your spiritual path, you're already a step forward of many of the masses. You are a leader being called by spirit to not only experience, witness, but to do something profoundly different than maybe the next person is doing. So are you following Noah's example today? And are you heeding the signs and paying attention to the changes all around us? Or are you just one of the people waiting for life to happen? I'm going to take a brief recess. I want to thank each and every one of you humbly, individually, Kalahat, our special guest, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, the Oracle, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity, Sister Alana, Racism Not Anonymous, those of you who are listening to me remotely now, who I may not be able to see right now virtually, I am grateful and honored for your continued support and attention. And of course, Goddess Mother of Orisha, area code 323, area code 678, area code 712. I welcome each and every one of you humbly to the show and for being with us present on the phone line. Divine peace and blessing, joy and prosperity unto each and every one of you. For indeed, it is because of you that I do what I do. It is because of you that I keep moving forward. It is because of you that I keep saying what I say, sometimes even to my own detriment. But I am grateful for your presence and your support and your motivation. And of course, I want to remind you, if you haven't done so, to click the little red heart on the radio player, mark us as a favorite, mark this show as a favorite. This will alert you to upcoming shows, show topics, special guests, and other interesting information from the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central here in New Orleans. And of course, continue to show your support by calling my King numbers, my 800 King numbers. You can find them either by clicking the Call Me Now button on my Blog Talk Radio profile, or the various other places you can find it around the internet, or by going directly to my main King profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. And of course, King is my favorite point of contact right now, above PayPal, above LivePerson, above all my other points of contact. So I appreciate that support, as well as those comments and those ratings. And again, Blog Talk Radio offers us a little support by your continuing to click on the advertisements as they are placed around my Blog Talk Radio profile. So when you do visit the show or the show profile or my profile here on Blog Talk Radio at any time, day or night, just click on those advertisements. We aren't for or against. We have some that we favor, of course, but all of them show us some form of support by just sure clicking and showing some interest in those advertisements. So I, again, am very appreciative of each and every one of you. I'm going to take a short intermission, and I will move forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Azunke pare legba he, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan kase washo, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke. Okay. Bazunge.
Ever pure in our connection with spirit. chiming harmonies and vibrations of the divine crystalline universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever spinning back into light, into God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. We can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test. One of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember with me who you are, God, Goddess, Prophet, Prophetess, King, Queen, Magi, Divine, Ruler. You are a powerful, loving, and loved, a creative, created, creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine. Manifest divine math, manifest divine science in action, divinely manifest here and now in this divine moment. And you are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of truth. Do not be afraid of your power. Do not be afraid of your magnificence, of your mystery, of your divinity. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to so change. When you transform and manifest, you inspire others to transform and manifest. So be powerful, be light, be love, be divine and magnificent, for this is indeed truly who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most divine light and spark of that most true and perfected, authentic self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember your most perfect light body and consciousness. You do have creative allowance to recreate and create the light, the love, the environment, the family, the community you need, seek, and desire. I am because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now. In this divine moment, I call my divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension for immediate manifestation. I unplug my energy from people, places, and things to whom I have invested needlessly. I will no longer finance the past or past negative and unhealthy connections and memories with my time, energy, or emotion. And I invite you to move forward with me, to transform with me, to become perfected with me. Remember that all people are here according to a divine and perfect plan. And they are helping us to fulfill our sacred contract as we are helping them to fulfill theirs. So bless, forgive, and release those whom you perceive as doing harm. Ask forgiveness and release of those whom you perceive that you've done harm, or others may perceive that you've done harm. Be thankful for life, just in the package that it is in, for indeed there are many teachers, guides, and inspiring people all around you, inspiring you to transform, to move forward, to become more authentically who you truly be. And may there be divine harmony among each and every one of us, divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my need. They walk with me, beside me, divine guide along my way, through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day. need only to still our minds and still our egos and listen to the real I, the divine I and I that each and every one of us are and are eternally connected to. The divine guides and spirits are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear, no darkness, no illusion. The divine truth is life, love, spirit, and cosmic unity. So co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. Good, bad, or indeed all things work together for my ultimate spiritual good. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow divine spirit to flow them through me, through me, for me, and before me. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowing that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences, and as the moments of my life come and go, I am at divine peace. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. I process all through higher divine consciousness. If problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet space between my thoughts and my ego, they speak and come to me, minister and administer to me, empower and motivate me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. As the goddess Mother Orisha, she's known me almost 30 years. I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challenges to a place of divine serenity and tranquility and knowing my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear, refined, defined, colorful, vibrant, and focused. And every day in every way my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural flow of divine spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, feel, say, do, don't do, or don't believe. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am perfected. I am clarity. I am consciousness. And I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am completion. Ishu, Alegwe, Alegwana, Kosi, Rari, Awu, Onlo, Uto, Nihigo, Nada, Afan, Bobo, Si, Obatala, Nihita, Nihigo, Omiyo, Aban, Ishu. Ishu, Papa Legba, here, the respected elder who blogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in divine mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls a scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Are you hearing Noah today, or are you hearing the people? Are you hearing from Spirit today? Are you only investing in the people? Aboru aboye aboshise ashe. May our ego reach a room. May our ego be accepted. May our ego allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say ashe, ashe, and ashe. I will be forward momentarily to find peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity.
Thank you.
Alafia and Ashe. Again, I want to show my grateful appreciation for each and every one of you being present and taking a moment out of your day to share with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central live and in archive here on Block Talk Radio from the beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana, the Oracle, Spirit Warrior 320, Queen B1, all of our special guests, Kalahat, those who have come and gone in our now two-hour format. We are truly honored and grateful for your support and your presence, as well as those on the phone lines. Remember, our live listening and call-in number during live broadcast is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern, or even request as time and spirit does allow. We have about 45 minutes remaining in the show, and we do have a few lines open. So if you do have a question, comment, or request, this will be a great time for you to call in. And I'm noticing now with the two-hour format, some of you have those cell phone batteries that cannot hold a charge for longer than an hour, and you're having to hang up and recharge and call back. I know at least two people who told me personally and privately that they are having to get an extra battery so that they can listen to the whole two-hour show, which ultimately ends up being a three-hour show often, because those who remain on the phone lines after we go off air at 2 o'clock typically get at least an hour of ritual music until the last person hangs up or until Block Talk Radio boots us off the system. So typically the show is actually a three-hour show. So again, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question or a comment, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, just as area code 510 has done, and I will be glad to entertain your question, comment, or request. Area code 510, who's calling and where are you calling from? Your line is now open.
Hi there. My name is Rachel, and I am calling from California.
Well, divine peace and blessings. I'm sure the weather is wonderful in California.
It is. I don't want to rub it in, but it is. I really enjoyed your music, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah. All is indeed a blessing.
Yeah. I was wondering if you can give me some guidance with a job search. Been looking for quite some time, and I keep running into stumbling blocks. It's been 9 months since I left my last job, and I've been using the internet for my searches, and I'd like to know if that is the route that I'm supposed to take in order to find the job that's meant for me.
Yeah, now let me tell you, you immediately come through. Your guides speak to me as though you are highly educated. You have quite a bit of education and experience. Now, having said that, I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but we're definitely going through a change right now, specifically as it relates to careers and jobs. And many are being pushed, often against even their will or preparedness, into a more independent path, self-employment, some type of independent career path. And my sense is that you will make contact with regular employment, but it will be unsatisfactory to you. And your guides are speaking to me that this should happen for you, particularly between now and April 1st. But again, I would be remiss not to warn that it will not meet all of your expectations. You will find that you will still be sort of unsatisfied and uncomfortable with the situation. And again, your guides are strongly suggesting that that is because you're literally sitting on your means of drawing an income. Because again, and I want you to confirm that for me, you come through with having a lot of skill, a lot of experience, and education. And you have what you have it within you really to create your own industry, your own business, whatever you choose to do and whatever spirit directs you to do. And I'm going to offer some advice. Please don't be fearful of that. Allow yourself to be a little bit more creative. Look at what you are, who you are, and what you bring to the day, to the table. And your spirit guides are also confirming for me that there's something that you do, or maybe even a series of things that you do that you get a lot of compliments about. But you should be doing that for a living, to draw an income. And that window is open for you specifically. I know I spoke of it being open generally for us all right now, but for you specifically right now, your guides are pushing you that in that direction. And it feels to me to have some community service-oriented nature to it, but also something that requires a technical skill that's not necessarily common. So look, investigate that. If you're not journaling, please do that. And take the time to write down what you have, what you're bringing to the table, and not just the degrees and the titles, but the skills, because you come through as being underpaid for your skills normally. Even when you are employed, I'm finding a greater value for what you do than what you're receiving back. And there's a divine reason for that is what I'm suggesting. You're definitely being called and pushed towards a more independent path. You're going to have to create your own job, the one that will be most advantageous for you and lasting.
I hope I'm, you know, my mind is open to anything and everything. Working for myself, I never thought, never dreamed of it, or never desired it, because I don't know what I would do. Is my guidance giving me some signs that maybe I'm not picking up on? Because I try to be very conscious.
Humbly, yes. And let's step back for a minute. Now, they told me immediately you have a lot of skill, a lot of talent, a lot of education, and you agreed with that. You confirmed that. So somewhere you're overlooking your true value. What you have and can offer to someone for a salary, you could very well do for yourself and bring in a greater sense of income and satisfaction in the process. And you also mentioned utilizing the internet, and this may very well be a part of getting you to sort of open up a little bit to other ideas, other avenues that you may be able to go in and still bring in a comparable income. I'm not asking you to put yourself into a situation where you're not bringing in what you would otherwise be bringing in employed. And again, I see you finding employment within your sort of set career path between now and April 1st, but your guides are screaming at me that you won't be happy with it, and it'll be very temporal. And the reasoning, again, is that you very well have what you could take and recreate in creating a more independent path, but also one that will be greater in profit and satisfaction ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be happy to – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Perhaps the job, because I've sent over 100 resumes out, perhaps the job that might be coming to me is something that I have to learn from in order to move forward into my own business. Because, again, I am clueless. I'm not the sharpest knife in the deck, and maybe I'm not just picking up on any of the signs or don't have enough confidence in myself, but I don't know what incarnation I would do. But maybe this job that's coming comes to teach me something about myself that can move me forward into my own business.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you're a first-time caller or listener. I don't want to really get too personal on the air. I'm not going to ask you what you do or any of that. But if you would please contact me off the air and also provide me with your name and your birth date, and let me sort of look at your chart and kind of help you pinpoint what that direction may very well be for you in your career path. But it seems to be hovering right there, right there. And again, it's not only your path, but I'm seeing it nationally, to be honest with you. Much of the quote-unquote traditional job force is really under pressure right now with this economy. People are still downsizing, and, of course, we've been hearing downsizing since the 80s. But, I mean, really cutting positions that will not return and are giving people greater loads and responsibility for the same amount of pay, and in some cases even smaller. But having said that, we are looking at the stock market. You know, the New York Times, the economy seems to be moving. And in my experience, what I'm seeing is that is happening for people who are being creative, who are stepping outside of the quote-unquote traditional job market and are doing things from home. Many of us have a computer, have a printer, have a copier, you have phones, you have cells, you have all the same office equipment that many of the average offices now have. But we, again, have sort of been programmed into employment to feed the workforce and ultimately to feed someone else's dreams, someone else's vision. So it's not a personal judgment that you can't see that. We've sort of been programmed not to see that more independent path for ourselves. But I'm sure I can help you to decipher that. I just don't think we should do it right here on the air.
Okay.
But I greatly appreciate your call. Just go to my website, or preferably the Keen, my Keen account at www.keen.com/divine-plus-prince. And remind me who you are, and we'll work that out.
Okay. Say it again, please. www.keen.
Yes, keen.com.
Okay.
/, and you want to capitalize the D on divine and capitalize the P on prince, and make sure you put the plus sign in between.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Peace and blessings. And much success to you. Area code 504, one of my local neighbors just hung up on me. Here we go. You just moved up. Area code 504. How can I help you? Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. How you doing?
All is indeed a blessing. Were you just listening? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How you doing?
All is indeed a blessing. Is this Solomon?
Yes, it is.
Peace and blessings. Where are you today?
Well, I'm just at the house. I just called, man. I'm just, I had to call.
I certainly appreciate it. I'm shocked, honored, a little bit impressed.
I just wanted to let the people know, man, that you're the real deal, man. And I keep putting myself in a downward spiral, and I'm getting sick and tired, but I'm tired of saying I'm sick and tired,
Fortunately, that's what it takes for many people. You know, the 12-step program, Sister Abhinav teaches from the 12-step program that sometimes you got to hit bottom. Bottom is different for each individual. But when we truly, truly get sick and tired and we really want some change, that tends to be when we truly move into gear, our angelic spirit guides and forces move into gear. Our ancestral spirits step up and support us in moving forward. So you're definitely at the right place and at the right time. And again, I certainly appreciate your listening in.
Oh, man, it was real. It's just that I don't know, man. I mean, I know dealing with this religion and this way of life has helped me so much in the past. I'm like, I'm so damn dumbfounded why I can't just get back on that path, you know? It's like now when I get a dollar, it's like boom. Oh, I'm this strong. I ain't gonna do that. And then I ain't been like this, man. It's just crazy. But I know that I know I need it. I know I need to be in the house of the divine prince. And I need to get my shit together, bro. So I'm listening in, and I just had to call.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate that. And of course, he's a member of the house, so he's often here in the temple while the show is actually going on. So that's why I'm shocked and surprised that he's listening even now at home, and I greatly appreciate that. It shows that you're truly committed to change. And as I suggested with the last caller, it's by design that it's difficult to turn that corner. If it were simple, we'd all be turning that corner. There would be no workforce. There would be minor players as opposed to everyone being a major player. So it's by design that these blocks are put in along our way to keep us from developing a more independent, autonomous, self-focused understanding of life and how we navigate it and really begin to build for ourselves, each other, our families, and our communities. So again, I greatly appreciate the call. And of course, I am thankful for each and every one of you present in the live Block Talk Radio chat. Beverly D, Kalahat, Dell 773, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, and the Oracle. I'm looking at the chat. Is everyone hearing me okay? If you can hear me, please do press number one in the chat so that we can distinguish if it's just one person or if it's something going on with the system. So if you are in the live Block Talk Radio chat, press the number one in the chat room if you indeed can hear me right now. Otherwise, we will assume that indeed something has gone amiss. Block Talk Radio chat. Beverly D, Kalahat, Dell 773. Okay, thank you so much. So it is that one individual, as it was suggested, kind of refresh. Thank you, Beverly D, Kalahat. Kind of refresh, and you should get your sound back. Also check to the right of the page. You may also have a competing advertisement or commercial going on. Unfortunately, we've had some issues with that, Spirit Warrior, with the advertisement sort of taking over. So refresh, but also check on the right side of the page to be sure that one of those videos or advertisements isn't running, but just running silently. That might be interrupting. Thank you, the Oracle, for listening while you're at work. I know Queenie Fama listens from work and a few other people listen from work, and I'm greatly appreciative of that. That means a lot to me. I know that finding material to even listen to in the workplace that others won't complain about, and coworkers or superiors, can be difficult just on a normal basis. So to even know that people are listening to me, I've gotten some emails from some offices that actually pipe me in to the office and are listening, and I greatly appreciate that. I really do. I'm humbled by that. And again, I ask that if you haven't done so, click that little red heart on your Block Talk Radio player. And this lets me know that you're out there, and it also gives you, you know, some pre-warning when I have special shows and show topics coming up so that you can have some kind of warning and catch the show. Also, I put in earlier my link to my Facebook for those listening and not viewing. I am at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince. And you want to write The Divine Prince as one word behind your facebook.com/, and you should connect to me. You can also connect to me through some of my friends and family. So I look forward to you all meeting me there so that we can continue to keep this light, love, and this energy going when we are on Block Talk Radio, but also carried into our other lives and other areas of our experience. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. One of our temple priestess, Goddess Mother of Orisha, is on the line with us. Your line is now open. Did you have a question or comment, Queen?
A comment, power, peace, and blessing, brother. How are you today?
All is indeed a blessing. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
Hello?
You. Hello? Yes,
okay,
yes,
yeah.
I can hear you.
Is something going on with my phone?
I can hear you.
And I've been coming through clear.
Yes, you're coming through clear enough that I can hear you. Yes, that's correct.
Yes, because the show is, the servers, I believe, are in New York, and, of course, we are in New Orleans, and I'm on a cell phone. And I realized that my signal has happened to bounce off our tower, then through all the blizzard and the snow weather. So some of you might be having an issue, and it might be my cell, and I might need to hang up and get on my hard line. So I'm going to go ahead and try to take your call. Goddess, Mother of Orisha, and after that, I'm going to put on a phone and switch phones and see if that'll fix the problem.
Okay, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. So, well, once again, I'm grateful for the show. And also, I'm really glad to be in the house of the Divine Prince because I just got a telephone call about 10 minutes ago. Someone, a brother I know, he called me and thanked me for being his wife's friend and informed me that I was a positive force in her life. And that just just solidifies everything.
Mm-hmm. I have a saying that truth will provide its own evidence. And indeed, many of us are changing our lives and transforming and walking this new path of spiritual, indigenous African-based religious understanding and consciousness. And sometimes it's a very isolated path. It's not popular. It's not mainstream. It's not Islamic, Christian, Judaic. You know, so we often struggle in finding that sense of connection and that sense of evidence that we are doing the right thing often. And you want to begin to see it manifest in your life, in your personal life, in your diet, in your health, how you live, how you feel. But you also want people around you, as anyone would in any religious path, to see that God in you, that God is in you, that divinity beginning to manifest its way to the surface and as we rise above our quote-unquote animal nature. So it should be manifesting. I have another thing that I used to say daily, that it's in the evidence. Spiritual understanding, wisdom, consciousness is in the evidence and its efficacy. And if it's not doing anything, it's not producing anything, it's just talk and a bunch of BS. And if it's changing your life, you should feel it. Other people around you should feel it. And they're going to seek you out. They're going to want your assistance. They're going to want your guidance. They're going to show some sense of gratitude for that connection. And indeed, we all must begin to value who we are and what we do and what we're working with from that perspective. You know, what value is it to you? Is it producing? Is it manifesting? Is it multiplying? Is it life-affirming? And if it's not, you have to question it. You have to question it and clear it out. Are you with me, Goddess? I hear Orisha.
Yes, I'm still here. Yeah, she's trying to get some breath. That's what she's trying to do. Because I'm still
here. Yes,
I understand everything you said totally and completely. And it just makes everything more clear to me. Because like I said, I was having a lot of people come to me with so many different things. And you know, as a healer, it'll wear you out.
It does.
And this phone call from Brother Kane was just, it just made me breathe, you know, and it just felt so wonderful. And he just went on and on and on about how he's glad that I'm his wife's wife. Now, this is my friend's husband who called me. He's not my friend. I'm his wife's friend. And he called me. And I don't know how often it happens in people's lives, you know, but it was just a beautiful thing. And I just had to share that with everyone out there, you know. Had to do that. You know, just so when they...
Swatin Jacques Marie nan poto, ba priye pe son nou bali la vi pou mwen. Swatin Jacques Marie nan poto, Ba priye peson nobody la vi pou mwen. Mes ganye fe, ouè ganye maling nan do. Saint Jaco, bali la vi pou mwen. Mes ganye fe, ouè ganye maling nan do. Saint Jaco, bali la vi pou mwen. Swa Saint Jacques mare nan poto. Ba priye peson nobody la vi pou mwen. Swa Saint Jacques mare nan poto. Ba priye peson nobody la vi pou mwen. Mes ganye fe. Noël gagne maling nan do Saint Jaco bali la vie pou mwen mais gagne vert Noël gagne maling nan do Saint Jaco bali la vie pou mwen.
Alafia, I do apologize for that. Goddess Mother of Orisha, I think it is the weather. I had to get off the cell phone. It dropped us right in the middle of the call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Am I coming in clearer now?
Yeah, you're coming in a little much better now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that weather and being on the cell phone. I sort of forgotten what I was saying. But we often have to have that confirmation, that evidence that what we're doing, that the spiritual path that we are walking is truly working, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. And I know for myself, often when things get really tough and I'm feeling tired and knowing that I have to continue to move forward, but maybe within that human moment, I'm not feeling or seeing that evidence. Someone will always come through, and it's really powerful how and when it happens. For me, it will often come through elders, people that I look up to and acknowledge. Queen Afama will call me out of the blue, or someone will reassert the light and the positivity into our experience and what we're doing, and it makes it easier to go on until we get to the next checkpoint, because it's always going to be the checkpoint. Otherwise, we would have no real impetus, no real motivation to press forward, particularly through the more difficult times along our journey. So indeed, Spirit will send people to come and sort of reaffirm who we are and what we are and how we're operating, and that gives us that sense of validation. It's almost like the person who's attempting to lose weight, who is in the process of losing weight, excuse me, and you're doing it for yourself and for your health and your own sense of well-being or spiritual clarity. I understand your physical body can block your sense of spiritual clarity if you're not eating right and you're not taking care of yourself. But when people say, oh, you look good, oh, you've lost some weight, oh, you look younger, it gives us that confirmation, that extra sense of motivation that we need, that we're doing the right thing, and it's not only affecting us, but affecting the next individual. So I can totally relate to that, Goddess, and appreciate your calling in to share that with us.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to put you back on mute, and I'm going to take just a short intermission, see what's going on in the chat. Divine peace and blessings. Queen Ifama, I just finished talking about you, and here you are. We greatly are honored and appreciative of all that you do, both in your community in Milwaukee, but also internationally and nationally here on the Internet. And we are forever grateful for your taking the time out of your busy work schedule to come and share with us. So we greatly appreciate the Queen Ifama, as well as everyone else present with us in the chat, the powerful one, the Oracle, Divine Peace and Blessings, Queen B1, our faithful community member, all of our special guests, Dell773, thank you for coming by today, Kalahat, another one of our faithful community, and Beverly D, thank you so much for being present and sharing and caring here today with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central. live and an archive on Blog Talk Radio coming from New Orleans, Louisiana. I understand many of you, at least 8 states, are dealing with snow and cold and weather, and understand that that snow and that cold provides a means for removing impurities from your environment. So indeed, all is a blessing. Find the bright side, the absolute positive in that which Spirit through nature has provided us as you move forward through this snowstorm. And I greatly appreciate it. We're at a very nippy 36 degrees, which is cold for New Orleans for the middle of the afternoon at this time of year. It was just 70 degrees the same time yesterday. So I've got both fireplaces going and trying to maintain my tropical feel here within my space. And again, I appreciate and am thankful for each and every one of you for being present. I'm going to take just a quick break, and I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. This is a piece from one of my Nigerian brother, Iliman, and it's called Iliman TT.
Hey, Elimaye, so me had a come back again with the new style. Le 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 le. Hey.
Titi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Titi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. He do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't dey go low. He do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't dey go low. Eliman, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make us see you.
Alafia, divine peace and blessings, unity and community. Yes, Queen Ifama, that was a piece by a friend of mine from Nigeria. And I'm sure it happens to you. People find out, you know, that you have a YouTube or you have a Block Talk Radio show and they see how popular you are. So I have people who send me music all the time, including my brother Larry, who makes music, and as well as other members of my family and friends. They send me music. So his name is Iliman, and he sent me that, I want to say, in the latter part of last summer. And of course, he's in Nigeria, so that opens up a whole new, you know, another can of worms as far as how we can communicate and transfer money and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think it would be better that I just kind of send him an email personally and tell him that one of my friends and family wants the song, and he'll probably allow me to send it to you. And then, of course, if y'all want to work out a donation or something, then that would be between the two of y'all at some latter point. But unfortunately, depending on where you are on the globe, it can bring complications with that and transferring money. And, of course, you got all the Nigerian scams going on. So I'm always really apprehensive about even transferring money through PayPal or through some other means, even when that's possible, to West Africa in particular. But we find other ways of supporting each other and doing things. So I'm sure Iliman won't have a problem with you having that song. But it's called Iliman TT. And I do have some other tracks for him. So I'm going to start playing them a little bit more frequently in the show. People seem to really like his stuff. So looking at the clock, we have about 8 minutes left in the show. Goddess, mother of Orisha, out in Berkeley, California, is still on the phone lines with me here, as well as those of you, friends, family, who are with us in the chat, Beverly D, Kalahat, Dale 773, all of our special guests, Queen Ifama, Queen B1, the Oracle, those who have come and gone over our two-hour premium show. We are humbled and grateful for your community support and participation. Remember, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, during our live airing shows only. So remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or request. Goddess, did you have another question or comment, or was your hand just still raised?
Oh, I don't have any other questions or comments. I'm just still listening until the end of the show. I'm trying to do Miss Orisha's hair.
I'm surprised she's
out.
So quiet.
She's quiet. She's a spoon, believe it or not. She's in the living room.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
A pot and a spoon.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm so glad and happy that things are going well for you guys out there. And you're probably just a little bit warmer than we are.
Yeah, a little bit warmer. I guess we're like maybe 68 degrees.
Oh,
real
wow.
Sunny, real clear.
That
yeah.
was yesterday. I'm always hopeful, though, when you all get good weather. It always follows through, usually back to us, in a matter of days. So, and I know I looked over the next week or so, and it's supposed to be in the 50s and the 60s, and gradually we'll make it back. I think today is the coldest day we're going to see, at least for the next 8 or 9 days or so. But again, I greatly appreciate your call. I'm going to mute you now and move forward because we have about 5 minutes left in the show. Again, I want to invite each and every one of you to continue to show your love and your support by clicking on the little red heart on your Block Talk Radio player. This will mark us as a favorite and will give you prior notice to coming shows, show topics, special guests. We also want you to continue to support the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, where you will find Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist, serving up nothing but the butt-naked truth via her Block Talk Radio archive player, along with the Sangoma priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare. You'll find her still featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, Sister Abena and Racism Non-Anonymous. the recovery room. You can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Brother Machadi Baruti and Ujat Temple Ministries is featured in the King's Chamber of my website, along with Papa Say, Elder Papa Say, Hudu Obeya, and he can be found also in the King's Chamber of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Again, I am humbled by each and every one of your sharing and caring and being present here today, and invite you to join me again tomorrow and Friday and each and every working weekday here at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, live from New Orleans, Louisiana. I offer each and every one of you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free.
I'm still with you guys. Give me a second here. I let my switchboard get away from me. The music is coming. Peace and blessings.
I don't mind what the sister.